This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The 2-1 swung on, hit deep, center field. Martinez back at the wall, out of room, it's gone, and Schwarber has gone deep again. A two-run home run here in the eighth inning, his 14th of the season. He's driven in all three tonight for the Phillies, who now lead it 3-0.
14 home runs for Kyle Schwarber. Welcome back to Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Schwarber's not just on a tear. He is having a ridiculous start to the season. Hugh, he's on pace for 57 home runs. And June hasn't even arrived. Pay that man. Extend him now. Hugh, I just think every day we wait is a day that there is a bigger chance that he's not here next year, and that's crazy to me.
The price of the bricks is going to go up every day. Every day that we wait and let him know that, you know, it's a good chance he might reach free agency. He might go into free agency and get stupid pay, like for real.
And then what are the Phillies without Kyle Schwarber?
Well, they're a little different.
Well, they'd be without their best hitter, because over the last year, he's been the best hitter on the team. Not Trey Turner, not Bryce Harper. The best offensive player they have is Kyle Schwarber. And I got to sign him now. I feel like most rational people today are saying yes. At least one person who maybe claims he's rational is not. Kyle, you still do you remain unconvinced that we should do this
like,
now?
Now you make me feel the need to make it clear. I love Kyle Schwarber. When we get the free agency, and if, you know, it all goes the way I want it to, he plays this season out, he hits the 57 home runs because he's hungry for that next contract. He goes to free agency, he becomes priority number one for the Phillies above anything else, above whatever free agent you want them to get. Kyle Schwarber is going to be priority number one. I just think it's for the best for the team this season. I think it's too unnecessary of a risk for what I want this season to end up in, and that's a World Series championship. The free agency stuff, I'll worry about that later. My number one priority for this team is not to get Kyle Schwarber re-signed. It's to win the World Series. So if they do it, and I don't think Kyle Schwarber is this kind of guy, but, you know, these kind of things do happen. We just saw it with the Eagles. The Eagles let everyone play out their contracts, got the best possible year out of all of them, and they won the Super Bowl. So, like, it's just an unnecessary risk. And I think with the messaging they sent to this team is that this could be, I don't want it to be, I don't want Schwarber to be a part of this, but if things don't go as planned and they don't win the World Series, then you need to sort of have that threat out there that big changes could be coming. So I think it's important that they keep that messaging there. Don't contradict it. Let them play out the season, and then you'll sign him in free agency.
Yeah, so I understand that. But to me, that's risky too, Hugh. I mean, if he gets the free agency, and I know Kyle's point is they could still re-sign him, and they could. I mean, no one's stopping them from outbidding the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Mets or wherever it's going to be. But you also may be forced between a rock and a hard place. Like, hey, I really want him back, but the Mets are offering 8 years. And it's like, man, I don't want to give a 32-year-old DH an 8-year contract.
Out of everything, I hear what you're saying, Kyle, and it sends the wrong message. But I would push back a little bit and say this. Out of everything that I've asked of these guys to do all season long, he's the only one that actually's done it. Everybody else is kind of giving me lip service.
Yeah.
you know, when you talk about what Bryce was asked to do and, you know, potentially moving to the outfield, I don't know how that conversation went, but it doesn't look like he was willing to do that. Mm-hmm. When you talk about Trey Turner and you know, his moving his position to let somebody else play shortstop and things like that, he was dug in on that. And to me, Schwarber is the only bright spot in a year where you did run it back and you asked guys to do different things, and he's the only one that basically stepped up to the plate and's done it.
I get that, and that's why I want to keep things the way they are. Like, let him continue to go off under this final year of his contract.
I get what you're saying, but that's taking a hell of a change.
I actually think, too, how well he's doing is making it more complicated for them. I mean, if he was just having a normal Kyle Schwarber season, I think I'd be more in Kyle's camp on this and just let it play out. He's leveling up in front of our eyes. I mean, he looks like one of the 10 best hitters in baseball. You let those guys go to free agency, you're either asking to overpay or pay for more years, or you're asking to lose them. Let's hear Ruben Amar on the Phillies show last week talking about what the sticking point on Schwarber might be, and it's not just about the money.
Got to sign that guy. Price keeps going up, 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 up. Kyle Schwarber, he's making a good case for himself.
Oh, and he will. He keeps getting better with age, sort of. But the beauty of this guy is that he's really put himself in a position to make more consistent contact through the middle of the field. He can get hits. He can drive the ball the other way like he did last night. And he seems to be getting better, like, as he gets older. So it's going to be an interesting one. I mean, it's not about the money. It's about the length of the contract.
Well, that's the problem, because the Phillies already have quite a few players that are going to have really long contracts for a really long time, and they're all going to get old at the same time. Like, I want Schwarber back. I want to do it right now. And if I can do it for 4 or 5 years today, I'm in. But if we get to the offseason, it becomes 7 or 8 years. Then it's really tricky for the Phillies. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies extend Schwarber right now? Hugh and I both want to do that. All right. Back to your phone calls in a minute, but Hugh, you know what we got to talk about?
What we got to talk about?
Well, we got to tell everyone and remind everyone what we have going on with our show and the Phillies Fantastic Auction. You ready to play some video games, Hugh?
I'm always ready to play some video games.
All right, here's what we have. So the Phillies Fantastic Auction is going on this week, and you can bid on a really awesome experience that we're going to have. So at some point this summer, we'll have a mutually agreed upon date. The winner of this bid is going to play video games with us, Hugh, on Fanavision, like the huge 152-foot wide screen at Citizens Bank Park. Mm-hmm. Up to 8 people may attend. You get 8 tickets to the game, obviously, for one for every person. You get an autographed baseball of the winner's choosing from a member of the 2025 Phillies, and we get to play for 90 minutes on Fanavision.
90 of them things. That's exciting.
It's going to be really awesome. If you know someone in your life that is a video game enthusiast and you want to, you know, bid on something that goes to a great cause, Phillies Fantastic Auction. You could text to this number, 1-989-256-1025. That's how you bid on the Phillies Fantastic Auction, specifically to play video games with Hugh and I on the big screen.
I wonder what we're going to play. I was thinking F-Zero would look nice on the big screen.
I've never played
F-Zero.
That's
old school. Yeah, that's old school
right there. So PlayStation 4 is the console of...
that's what we're going to use?
We're going to use PlayStation 4.
So we could probably use... I'm thinking... Yeah, I think... No, that was Nintendo. Wait a minute. Nintendo and PlayStation, the same thing though, right?
Nope.
What?
I'm trying to remember what F-Zero was on. Well, can you play... I think you can play F-Zero on PS4.
I don't... I just know that PlayStation and Nintendo are not the same thing. No.
Well, I think they bought Sony some of the games... Because Nintendo was Mario Kart, right?
Yep.
That was so. Yes. Yeah, it's the same thing then.
What
I think
is
it's the
F-Zero?
Same thing.
What is F-Zero?
It's a racing game.
On Nintendo?
It was on Nintendo, but I think it's on PlayStation. I don't play PlayStation. I'm an Xbox guy.
Well, we'll play PlayStation this day.
Yeah. So I think it's on there.
It's a Nintendo game.
So we can't play F-Zero?
Not on PlayStation.
Okay.
It's not how it works.
If you specifically wanted to play F-Zero, you're out of luck. But we can play any other game you want. Obviously, we'll play one that's suitable for all ages.
Yeah, I think that's what, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to help you out a little bit.
No, see, because you can play it on PS2.
We'll play PS4.
Yeah, but you can play it on a PlayStation system. So
okay.
You can, like, if you get the right gaming console, you can probably go on there and get it.
You know what game I want to play? MLB The Show and hit a home run with Kyle Schwarber.
MLB?
Yes.
Are we going to watch a baseball game?
But we're going to play a baseball game. I'm going to strike you out. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that would be kind of tough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That would be tough. That would be kind of tough.
It'd be fun. All right, 215-592-9499 for Philly's Fantastic Auction. You can go on now and bid. And if you know someone who would love something like that in their life, share it with them and let them know about it. Auction goes through this week. All right, back to your phone calls and all these things, including... Would you trade Tanner McKee to the Saints for a third-round pick? Derek Carr up and retired this weekend, so the Saints do not have themselves a quarterback. I would offer them Tanner McKee for a third-round pick. If Kellen Moore really loves McKee as much as we think he does, maybe he would maybe be excited by a trade like that. Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see. When they meet, you learn about and schedule your evaluation. PI. dentalcenter.com. Quite a few polls up today. I don't think we put one up about not being able to see Hugh, but that's why the lights went on in here. If you're watching on YouTube, no one could see Hugh.
Can you see Hugh?
Now, am I so bright I'm hurting your eyes? Yeah. I apologize if I am. All right. Is week one versus Dallas a must win? 74% yes. Eagles Cowboys week one. Like it, don't like it. 67% like it. I just think it's a lame week one matchup. That's a game that works anytime. I don't need that week one. Do the Phillies need to extend Schwarber now? How about this? 86% on the right side of this one. Yes, get this done now. Mike in Norristown is up on WIP. Hey, Mike. Mike?
Mom was too big.
Guess he's not on WIP.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. All right, so Ray in Morristown believes the Eagles are being disrespected. What's up, Ray?
Yo, listen, this is disrespect of the utmost kind. Hmm. You are putting a well, wait a minute. Let's just go back to the beginning. When you think in terms of week one matchups, you usually think of games that have some history, some significant value. You're talking about maybe a NFC or AFC championship.
Or a matchup that we didn't see that we wanted to see.
Yeah, yeah, like the Lions, yeah.
Right. So what you're doing is the NFL, I don't know who makes these schedules up, but you have 5 months to sit around and conjure up – the schedule, and you come up with an insignificant, irrelevant Dallas Cowboys team to face the Super Bowl champions? That is disrespectful. I think all the fans should be, but you know what? Let me walk that back. Just
can we boycott it?
The good part about this is, guys, is we want to knock off the Cowboys early. We don't have to wait to October or November like we usually do to see them for the very first time. We can knock them out and kick their behinds the very first game of the season, and we're done with them until, you know, we play them again in December, because that's usually what happens.
Yep.
So I'd rather get it out of the way. It's good to get it out of the way. Am I excited about it? No, but I got to make, you know, lemonade out of lemons. And I'm going to be excited about the fact that we're going to kick Dallas's ass on September 4th and be done with them until December. And then we'll kick their asses again.
Yeah, we'll get a win and we'll raise the banner and then we'll move on to the real opponents. But it's just, it's not a buzzworthy opponent, right? I mean, the Cowboys are not a buzzworthy team. I mean, they get buzz because that's what happens, but they're not a very good. They're not a very good team right
somebody,
now.
Somebody called in a favor. That's what it kind of feels like. Jerry called in a favor, and knowing that they probably won't have too many primetime games this year. And ask for that one. That's not a good
one. Well, they probably will have more primetime games than they should. I mean, they always do, right? But you know what they're probably going to do here? They're going to put them in the first 2 months before their season is over. So it kind of you don't know they're dead. Right. Yeah. Ray, what do you think
it's
about Schwarber?
Some ugly football. It always is. Yes. The first couple. Well, with Schwarber, I don't have a problem signing him. You know, when I hear Kyle talk about it, it does make a little bit more sense. I wanted to let players show their worth. I don't know that we need to just all the time just start, you know, reneging on contracts and re-signing players before. Work your contract out, you know, fulfill the terms of the obligation, and let's see what you're doing. You might very well – I agree with Kyle, actually. You get the best out of these players when you make them work. And if it doesn't work out here, at least you'll get the very best for them because you'll be playing for another contract somewhere else. But if I did sign him, and I'm all for it, I'd sign him for 3 years because I don't think you're going to get much more out of him after that. I think a 3-year extension would be very fair.
Yeah, well, I think it could be fair, right? But for him, why would he take that? And Ray, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, that's, you know, if I'm Kyle Schwarber and I'm his agent right now, I'm not taking a 3-year contract.
Nah, you're gonna try to get as much as you possibly can, knowing that if you reach free agency, you're gonna get a bit more money. See, here's the reality of everything that we're dealing with right now. Got 14 home runs, right? Mm-hmm. And you projected to have 57 going into free agency right now. With Vlad Guerrero Jr. just getting a ton of money, and he is the hottest hitter that's going to be on the market by far. He's going to trade Turner that thing. And we all know what Trey Turner did when he came to him in the offseason.
Got his money.
He got paid. Like, Bryce Harper is that guy. Excuse me. Kyle Schwarber is going to be that guy that somebody's going to overpay for him. And if that means sign him to an 8-year deal or whatever like that, so be it.
Well, and you were talking about this earlier. He brings things to the table that would be attractive to teams, even if he wasn't hitting 50, you know, 40 or 50 home runs. Teams would say, "Oh, he's been good in the playoffs. He's a leader. He brings teams. He's a winner." You add in 50 home runs, he's going to be very valuable.
You know what this reminds me of? And I remember it like it was yesterday. Remember when Jason Worth went to the Nationals?
Yes.
And everybody talked about how they overpaid for him. He was good for that team, though. He was really good for that team.
Very good.
And you talk about those unquantifiable intangibles that I talk about. That's what he brought to the table. If you want to stretch it, which, you know, I tend to stretch the stories out
like
a little
that,
bit
to
fit my narrative. Mm-hmm. He was the reason why they were able to turn that thing around and make it to the World Series eventually.
Well, he was a big reason they turned around from bad to good. I mean, as soon as he got there, they won the division next year.
Yeah, and he was a big part of that, man. So it's one of those things where, you know, I remember like it was just, oh, that was a terrible contract that they gave him. But you're not paying for the player. You're paying for the off-the-field thing.
You know, actually, Hugh, it's a very interesting parallel because the Phillies at that time were older, right? They had J-Roll, they had Utley, they had Howard, right? Mm-hmm. And they were locked into a lot of money. And they let Worth get to free agency. And he took more money from the Nationals. I think it's an interesting parallel because he wasn't the guy that was the highest paid on the Phillies. Mm-mm. At times, he wasn't looked at. Like, I think over the last couple of years, we probably would have said, or someone would have said, Bryce and Trey are the most important ones.
Yeah.
But then as time went on, Worth kept producing, and then he left, and the Phillies were never the same without Jason Worth.
Unquantifiable intangibles, man. I think that's what he brings to the table. I really, really do.
See, and then Kyle is okay over here, letting those unquantifiable intangibles walk out the door in free agency. The Worth comp is actually really interesting because when he went into free agency, I don't think anyone expected
him to get that much in that many years. I remember it like it was yesterday, and people were like, are you kidding me?
Yep.
You know, are you kidding me? You gave him this much money, and he was pretty good for that squad.
So what? I think he got what did
I do? I said something.
Did he say something?
I thought we were pretty close.
What I do?
You thought he was going to slip up or say something he shouldn't? You get too comfortable.
Wait a minute, did I almost messed up something? Oh, I must have missed it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong here, but.
Usually Hugh catches himself when he's about to
say something.
That was close, though. I think. I don't know. Just move on. We're good. Yeah,
okay, yeah. We're good.
We'll talk about that.
I do like this. I do like the Worth comp. I mean, at the time, I think he got like $120 million. And in today's money, that would be like Schwarber getting $200-something million.
Yeah, he got paid.
For all the doubters out there, it's a good comp. The Worth thing. Mike in Norristown's up. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Mike? Hey, Mike. What's up?
Hug, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm great, man. Open up against the Cowboys. Let's go. They're going to spank them.
Spank them.
Yeah, this is a double-digit win right here. Double digits.
Whoa, 48-10.
Woo! Man, lots of ways to start the season.
Staquan, fantasy. I'm going to draft him first round. saying right now, Saquon, 3 touchdowns, $120.
Say Sean Broccoli.
Boom, 320.
Are we doing fantasy football this year?
Of course we're doing fantasy football. By the way, we're doing fantasy baseball as a station. You guys, your team stinks.
That's Kyle's fault.
How can I get in on getting fantasy with you guys?
Oh, well, we have a midday show league. Well,
hey, you can't.
Well, no, you can't.
Yeah, well, Kyle
I'm not worthy.
No, Mike. We'll
see.
We'll let you know as the summer goes on how we're going to do it.
No, Mike.
Are
you talking about the fantasy football?
Our league with our listeners.
Oh,
yeah,
we got to figure that out.
Yeah, Mike,
you're talking to a three-time fantasy football champion here.
Oh, wow. Well, then you're going to beat the brakes off of Hugh because his team
won a couple games.
Usually stinks.
Yeah.
I have a pretty good draft.
Hugh's what we call a tomato can.
You're a tomato can.
I used to have a pretty good draft, too.
And then what happens?
Paulie from Rocky? You said he ain't a tomato can you kick around?
Yeah, he is a tomato can.
He is.
I think at one point during the season, he just outright dropped Malik Nabers last year.
I did.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
He just dropped Nabers.
No, I tried to hide him and somebody caught it. And who was it? No.
You know, we all can see the
Chris?
Waiver wire.
Yeah, Chris caught it. He's like, did you drop Malik? Yes, I did.
Oh, man. That's a bad job.
Yeah, it was. It was really bad. So what are you thinking, Mike? Cowboys, Eagles, Week 1. You like it? Don't like it? What do you feel?
I love it. Open up and get and spank them, defeat them, like beat them down for the first week, and let them know who they really are. Bunch of scrubs.
Well, I do like that part of it. Yeah, I mean, but here's my thing, and Mike, we preached the call. The Cowboys are going to be whatever they are anyway. I mean, like when they lose to the Eagles
and they don't
somebody else,
are they going to pay Michael Parsons before the season?
Might
be a little disgruntled. Might not come to camp. You know, it's still
we might have a Schwarber year.
You think so?
Well, yeah. I mean, he could have a lot of sacks no matter what. He gets sacks all the time. Schwarber hits home runs all the time. I mean, this is the reality is this. The Cowboys game is a lame opener.
It is a lame opener, though.
Is it our fault if we get too excited for games that were never going to happen? It's just weird.
Well, I just knew, like, the leader in the clubhouse, I would think, would have to be the Detroit game.
I agree.
And for the NFL to say, nah, we're going to make the Dallas game the first one of the season.
We had a caller a few minutes ago who said this is disrespectful to the Eagles. I didn't view it that way. But it is really more about the Cowboys than it is the Eagles.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
They wanted to put the Cowboys on a big game before their season went off the rails, and then maybe the game wouldn't pop on TV anymore. That's annoying that we got to have the Cowboys here because we have to worry about the TV ratings with them.
Like, the only saving grace is the banner raising and the fact that Emmett was crying about the Eagles getting all this pub and love.
Think he's going to cry with his mouth full again?
Probably.
Oh, I forgot about that.
What if he's going to come to the game?
I hope he does. We'll get him on the pregame show and we're going to boo him. But
he said we can boo him.
Oh, that'd be great. Imagine we invite Emmitt Smith to the pregame show and we get the whole crowd to just boo him for like 5 whole minutes.
He'd probably love that.
I did forget about that. What did Emma went on a radio show and ate the whole time?
He was snacking.
It was totally disrespectful.
Literally eating.
It was one of the most disrespectful things I've ever heard.
Oh, wait. I have the end of it.
Okay. Yeah, because he was chewing.
You still got a long way to go to catch up.
Yeah. I wonder what he was eating, though.
What do you think?
Sound like a tasty sandwich.
You still got a long way to go to catch up.
With some mayonnaise, with some mayo.
There was an apple smack.
Yeah,
to me.
There was
something. You
think so? Yeah, let's hear it again.
You still got a long way to go to catch up.
I heard an apple smack.
It's starting to remind me a little bit of Hugh.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
No, that doesn't. That ain't got nothing to do with what we're talking about. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. What are you talking about?
Sure it does. It's something funny we could play.
Every day.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
You had to run it back. You had to run it back. What you doing?
Not back.
You still got a long way to go to catch up.
Yeah, Emmett was like upset, but that sandwich must have been busting because he couldn't let it go. He couldn't wait. He couldn't wait to take a bite.
Yeah, he's not as respectful to the host he does a show with, like his, you know, the guests, like you were when you called everyone the Eagles played tomato cans. When you were trying to hype up the Panthers.
I mean, was it a good game, though?
Totally.
Xavier Leggett, if he would have caught that pass.
It was not a good game.
It was a good game.
It was a bad game for the Eagles.
Yeah, it was ugly.
It was a good game for the Carolina Panthers.
But wasn't that the game that caused the whole drama between AJ and Jalen and BG?
Was that the sideline game? That was a real.
Yeah, that was when AJ came out and said the passing game was the problem.
Yeah,
that's actually your fault.
Well, it was sort of the inflection point of the season.
Not my fault.
Yeah, it was.
No, the inflection point was when Coach Sirianni cut his hair, and we was at the pregame.
Mm.
I was like, oh my gosh, it's the turning point for the season.
I don't know if we thought of it that way. Well, you did.
I did.
But you thought it was
dramatic. I'm dramatic though.
You read into it more than anybody else.
I read.
Like, oh my goodness.
You was the first one saying they're about to go on a run.
Yeah, I know.
I overread into that, but I was right.
Now, to be fair,
cans and all that other
Hugh was
too.
Calling for the Super Bowl from when the season started, so he was just looking for his inflection point as they couldn't win any games the first month or so.
Yeah,
you were looking for that. All right, 215-592-90 for an offer. Your phone calls on all this. Eagles, Cowboys, Week 1. Like it, don't like it. Should the Phillies extend Schwarber right now? I say yes. Every minute they waste is a minute we're closer to him walking out the door rather than coming back, or we have to overpay him for years. Plus, we'll give an update on Phillies jail. I think it might be time to let someone out who did their time and someone else who may need to be locked up. And before the show ends today, we'll give you all of the percentages chances for the Sixers in the lottery tonight. It's a huge night for the Sixers franchise. At least some of us believe it is. We got Doubter Douglas over here. He's not even excited about the potential of Cooper Flag.
I'm not even.
Oh, come on.
We're going to rent.
No.
If we get Cool Flag, he's going to be rent.
This is the only reason to have optimism. Rent. Let me have it. 215-592-9499 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.